Good morning, my Destiny in Various Aspect tribe. How are you doing in 2023? The last time I talked to you, I did a little bit of half English and half Spanish. But a lot have gone on since that last time that we spoke. My, a lot has gone on. Stepping out on faith. That's what we're going to be talking about today, is stepping out on faith. A lot of people say they have faith. A lot of people believe that their faith is greater than a mustard seed. But when it comes to the actual action, people, oh my God, that action scares a lot of people. Let me tell you what has been going on with me since the last time we've spoken. My goodness, it's been a journey. The journey began in October, and that journey was a journey of a lot of ups, a lot of valleys, a lot of mountains, but more valley times. And if you are a person of faith, of any faith, you understand what the valley time is. The valley time is when you are sat down. When you're sat down to consider the movements that you've made before, up until that point. And when you consider those movements, have they edified you? Have they edified you? Because if they did edify you, one, you wouldn't be in the valley. Two, you would probably be climbing that mountaintop on so many levels. And three, oh my gosh, three means that you've reached that point, but now you must go further. Wow. So, in my valley experience, I had to go through many emotions that was foreign to me. Because I'm not what you would call like an emotionally led person. My emotions do not lead me. My mind will tend to lead me. So sometimes what may happen, what may come across is that I may appear to not be as involved with my feelings. I feel my feelings. And I'm pretty sure that you can, you know, get with me with this. I mean, you feel your feelings, but do you have a safe space to display those feelings without feeling like it's too much for the average person? Yeah, that part. Mm-hmm. You may feel like, okay, if I display my feelings and I show you truly who I am, will you accept me? Will you accept all that is me? Not try to dim my light, but actually, you know, embrace the uniqueness that is me. So in that valley experience, all that I'm telling you right now, I had to come to grips with it. You know, sometimes you get disappointments. And those disappointments, we look at it as breathtaking moments. But those disappointments are actually lessons. And those lessons truly, truly, truly have to be seeing with open hearts and open minds. And when you see what those lessons are, accept it. Accept every ounce of what that lesson is to you. And know what you need to know in order to move forward. That's the beginning of coming out of that valley experience. And once you had the beginning of coming out of that valley experience, that gives you the motivation to stand up. That does give you the motivation to stand up. And when you stand up, you begin to build your strength up. And that's what I had to do with the disappointments. I had to understand to meet people exactly where they're at, not only just where they're at, but also to meet them in a place of where the forgiveness I needed more for myself than for them. You know, there's a term that I just cringe at. That's just how who they are. I want to throw this seed out there because today I was in a seed planting moment. And so today I said, well, you know what? I have been neglecting y'all. I'm so sorry that I've been neglecting my tribe, my destiny in various aspects tribe. But I want y'all to know that, you know, I've been with y'all since 2019. I just kind of went back to the first time that I came to this platform and I was just like overly excited. And, you know, sometimes we, you know, get excited with something and we say, oh, I can do that. But we don't put the work in. We don't put the work in. There's always a call to action that I always put in to the end of these episodes. I put this call to action there, but I don't do the work to make sure that it is a closing thing. So today, this point forward, I want you to know that because of this experience that I had starting in October, and can I be very transparent? There was a gypsy moment in my life that I really, you know, didn't stop from happening. It shouldn't have never really happened. But you know, sometimes when you do inaction, an inaction actually causes a reaction that propels you to your destiny. Again, destiny in various aspects. Yes. And it propels you because, you know, when you in that valley and you be like in that woe is me, because that's what you're doing. You having a pity party. You saying nobody wants to help me. Nobody wants to be there for me. But this is the time when this is pruning season. This is purging of those things that do not longer serve you. And because of that, you will experience disappointment. You will experience shock to what is a normal for you. You will experience all of these things like a whirlwind, like a tornado. Have you ever seen that movie where there's a storm chaser and they was chasing tornadoes? But they understood the risk of chasing those tornadoes. A lot of times, what do we do? We're like those that, oh my goodness, you hear the warning and they go, and you know that there's two things that you can do. You're either going to be in the midst of that storm or you're going to seek shelter. 95% of us will seek shelter because we are comfortable where we are at. But 5% will go in the midst of that storm. And no matter where that storm places them, they know to stand up, look around, evaluate where they are at, and make it do what it do in order for them to thrive. Not just to survive or exist, but to thrive in this moment. So I'm saying all this to say that when you step out on faith, when you honestly step out on faith and you honestly allow things to fall into place, it will fall into place the way it's supposed to without you exerting. When we exert, guess what happens? Disappointment comes. And some will say disappointments, big dreams leads to huge disappointments. Is it just about changing your perception? What does your big dreams get you? Your big dreams will get you exactly what is supposed to be yours. Your big dreams will actually maximize the space in which is you to maximize in. That's what your big dream will do. But you cannot be scared. You cannot be afraid. You cannot use the word cannot and not understand that cannot means you just don't want to. Let's bring that to the forefront, first and foremost. Just say, I don't want to. Therefore, nobody is expecting you to do anything there, anything other than what your words say. Can we get real clear and concise on that? When we use the word should, could, would, you're trying to give yourself an out. You are trying to give yourself an out. It's not for the other person. Because the one thing that I reminded each individual when it came down to me, if you asked me a question, if I could not, if I didn't want to do it, I would say no. If there was something in me that said I should lean to saying yes, I would say yes, and I also would let you know when it would occur. So therefore, there was not no doubt. There was not no unclear. There was not nothing unsure about what my answer was. But during this time, I got a lot of responses. And even though I am in a good place, I really wish I could have did more. I just wasn't in that space where I could do it. I hear it. I receive it. I just know where you are at. Also note, and this is a note to self, but a note to you as well. Also note that there's going to come a time when people will not admit to you through their words, but through their actions, they will show you exactly how they perceive you. And that is a sad situation. Because especially for me, I'm one that I really do thrive off of conversation. And, I've been asked a multitude of times, why is it that you don't have that person? Have you ever wanted to be, you may want to be in a relationship, and everybody wants a relationship that is edifying. But the fact of it is, the true fact of it is that I will wish that most people would learn to put themselves first, never to diminish who you are uniquely. Uniquely, I will accept you for every place that you are. The places, the pieces of you that is not edifying to me, I have to make a conscious decision about what is the level of relationship that I may want with you. I need to do that. So I'm just like, talking through this with y'all because I want y'all to get some nuggets. I want to plant these seeds because I want you to understand for years and years, I'm a firstborn, okay? Being a firstborn brings upon massive responsibility being a firstborn. A lot of times, most people don't understand the weight that is carried on your shoulders by being the firstborn. Because being the firstborn, you are responsible. You are conscious. You are consistently making sure that those that fall behind you see a picture that 75% of the time is a clear representation of you. There's that 25% of the time when people will say, she's good, because 75% of the time you show up to save the day. Yep, you show up to save the day. But that other 25%, that 25% when you're sitting up either late at night or early in the morning and you look around and it's just you, that's that 25% that haunts. And why do I say it haunts? Because, you know, you start to, you know, think in your mind, well, maybe I need to be a little bit more, you know, dumb. Or I might need to be a little bit more insecure. Or maybe I need to be a little bit more, I need my prince or my princess to save me, my prince to save me. Or maybe I just need to do that a little bit more. I love my male friends. I really do. I really do. Because they give me different perceptions of how they see me. One of my male friends, they told me, you know what? You're too smart for your own good. Okay. Another one told me, well, you never know how to turn it off. Okay. I beg to differ. But then there was another male friend of mine who said, you know what? The reason why for you, why a guy may not approach you, is not because you don't exude enough feminine energy, it's because you're very confident. I want to say, yes, I am confident. However, I want to know when the tide stopped, where the men felt that they should not be the hunter, the protector, the provider. Even if I may be in a financial place, more financially stable. But the one thing that I appreciate about my husband who passed away in 2016, Marvin Bynum, one thing I appreciate about him all the time is that he made himself a student of me. And you might say student. Understand that when you are in a relationship, the one thing that you should never get tired of asking is a question of learning who your person is. That's the one thing. So when I stepped out on faith and landed where I'm landed, I am just like open and receptive. And the reason that is because one thing's for certain is that Lachelle matters. I matter. You matter. You should be first. You should be first. And being first means you understand where you are right now in this moment, being aware that your faith is constantly being tested. And knowing that in that test, there's going to be a testimony. Sometimes there's going to be times when things may not occur in the vein that you are looking forward to. But know that it is necessary. It's vital for your thriving. I'm not telling you your existence, because we do that oh so well. But to thrive is to be intentional. That is to be intentional besides the biggest moments that you could possibly even begin to understand.
is intentional. Your intents need to be set. Your understanding and your follow through must be done. Because believe me, the energy that you exude out, the right person, your person, I look, and you know, this is perception again. This is perception again. You could look at some couples and say, wow, they truly got it all over, all together. And it could just take one crack into that glass house, one pebble being thrown, and that crack, if it's not on a solid foundation, if it's not shored up correctly, will expand and become more noticeable. Not saying that relationships are infallible. They're not impenetrable. They are. They can be penetrated. But the best way that I would say when it comes down to shoring up your relationship is making sure that your person's cup is full before they greet the world. Make sure that your person's cup is full before they greet the world. You might say, well, what that got to do with walking by faith? Small as a mustard seed. When you start to plant those seeds and you start to water those seeds, the way that they come in, it could come in, oh my goodness, it could come in such a way that is never choked out. Sometimes we water and we plant seeds, and the way that we water and the way we feed it, sometimes get choked out. When it gets choked out, it's short-lived. And then you wonder why different things are coming in and attacking that relationship. Sometimes it can have a little bit of growth. It can have a little bit of hang time or whatever you might say. Yeah, but life, those stones, remember those stones I said throw against that glass house? Those stones become very evident. And it stops the flow. But when you really are in tune, in sync, vibing out, you understand you got to pluck those weeds. You understand you got to do some pruning in order for the growth to continue to flow. You understand. You understand. The amount of sunlight you need, the amount of rest you need. You understand what is the correct way to be fed. And when you do that, oh my God, when you do that, walking by faith. Again, those valley experiences are there to shore away. To shore away those things that no longer serve us. It's there for us to gather our strength again. And when you gather your strength, when you gather your strength and you do what is necessary for you to go in your next chapter, because you are constantly writing your life. You're constantly writing it. You pick up the pen. You pick up the pencil. You pick up the tool that is necessary for your life to be what it's supposed to be. Continue to dream. Continue to understand that you come first. Continue to understand that you are deserving of that person that will not diminish who you are, but will help support you, and you will help support them in the way that together Wow. I mean, the last short video I saw of Steve and Marjorie Harvey. Oh my God. That right there. That there. Yeah. There's going to be one that's not going to be as edified as the other. But as long as there's respect, as long as there is a mutual understanding. Ooh. We all have humble beginnings. We all have a moment when we are in those valley experiences. But if I can share in my safe space with you, my valley experience, without no ridicule, without no place of diminishment, but a place of uplifting, a place of edification. I still get emotional about that point in my life. I really do. But I understand that the physical covering that I had was no longer there, but that spiritual covering is what I needed to look towards. And as I look towards that spiritual covering, he reminded me, I got you. He does. He got me in such a way that you will be of a place of saying, wow. So on that note, I'm going to bring this to a close What I want y'all to know that my last quarter of 2022 was a quarter of valley. Right now, this third quarter, I'm going to do fiscal year because that's, government ease, right? Third quarter is definitely climbing that mountain. There's going to be some pit stops. There's going to be some rocks. Some people going to try to do an avalanche at you because they don't really expect you to win. They don't expect you to win. They don't expect you to be in the place of understanding exactly what's about to come about. And it's hard for me not to express what is about to come. But two things for sure. Sometimes you don't need to just express everything, but you need to be silent in your movement. And as you're silent in your movement, this part right here that I'm about to give you a nice big nugget in your silent movement is when he can do his best work with you. Everybody's not deserving. Everybody cannot understand exactly the trials and tribulations that you will go through, the purification of the fire that you will go through. They cannot. And it's not their journey to understand. Get that part too. You may want to bring a lot of people into the next part of what is getting ready to happen with you. But note this, note to self, everybody is not capable of embracing the next flight of you. Everybody's not capable of embracing that. Everybody's not willing to embrace it. They prefer what that other version of you made them comfortable, made them more superior in their eyes. They prefer that. They don't prefer the version of you where their sense of mattering to them has changed, has shifted. And so they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that those, that 25%, remember that 25% that people don't see is fed. Yes. They're going to make, do everything in their power to feed that 25% so that that can move up. That percentage can move up. They're going to feed that. They're not going to feed your 75%. They're going to feed your 25%. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Just like I said, I had to make peace. I had to forgive that part. Because in order for me to move forward, in order for me to understand that I deserve, and it's there for the understanding and the, it's there for me. I deserve it. And when you put yourself into that place of understanding what you deserve, yeah, that mindset, that, you know, that 25% mindset that we operate in subconsciously. Actually is the way we operate, period. We operate that way. That 75% will show up when we feel like we should show up. But we should show up every time. So again, I know I gave y'all a lot, and I said I was getting ready to, you know, let go. But this has been that one. This is that one where me gusta es muy grande. I like to be very big. I dream big. I don't know the word for dream in Spanish yet. But the word for I love is me encanta. I love. Two. Me encanta you. I love you. So, my call to action is this. If you are definitely enjoying this episode and the many more that are to come a little bit more consistently, okay, share. Invite others to my channel. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on Google Podcasts. You can find me in Apple Podcasts. There's 5 platforms. I did this 4 years ago, almost 4 years to the date, March. Will be 4 years. March the 20th was my first video, that my first podcast that I did with Anchor. So I'm getting ready to come up on my 4th year anniversary. If you have any questions or you would like to leave any feedback, or just just reach out and let me know what you think, I would appreciate that ever so much. So with that, my call to action is 4 things. 1 is to share. 2 is to listen. 3 is to leave me a comment. But if you are ever so excited about what you are listening to, you can always support. Support monetarily is always appreciated. Because as the support comes, that reciprocity will definitely come back to you as well. So, love. Love completely, deeply, and intently. Love is what we are commanded to do. And in doing so, we will do what? We will reap a harvest where we will not have room enough to store it. Love up on somebody who is not expecting it. Believe me, when you love up on somebody who's not expecting it, it comes back tenfold, even more. Read. Edify your mind. The edification of our mind is imperative for us to be outside of the skin that we are so comfortable being in. This is destiny. in various aspects. Signing off today, February the 24th, 2023. It's almost 4 days before my firstborn decided to say, hello, it's me. I'm just saying. It's almost 4 days, y'all. So, the becoming of me as a mother to a beautiful daughter. And with that, I bid you adieu.